Patrick McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And oh yeah, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone that the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. And this was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise be to your holy name. Oh, our Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, oh, Lord, our God, for your great mercy's sake, oh, turn thyself to us again. Oh, turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. In Jesus Christ's holy name. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, good morning to you. The Bible say, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. First and foremost, I have to give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. Oh, praise his holy name. And oh, yes, I thank him this morning for you all, the few of you that have tuned in this morning and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. For many are called, but only a few chosen. Many shall seek to enter into this rest, but only a few will find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord, in this secret place, this hiding place, where the enemy can't get you. Oh, he's looking for you, but he can't find you. He can't find you, for he's hid in Christ. Jesus said, no man can blow you out of my hand. And he also went on to say, and no, my Father is greater than I, and no one can blow you out of my Father's hand. So we all that are in the faith, we are dead, hid in Christ, in God. Oh, good God Almighty. Praise be to his holy name. For all of you know that you have your Bibles, you know that if it's your will to follow along, you can follow along. Matthew chapter 12. But if you don't have your Bible, then just follow along. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Matthew chapter 12, verse 38, and it says, then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seek after a sign, but there shall be no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation, and she'll condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When unclean spirit is gone out of a man, it walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. And he said, I will return into my house from which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and at last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The word adulterous means unfaithful to God. It was a metaphor frequently used in the Old Testament for spiritual adultery. The prophet Jonah, Jesus used Jonah's burial in the whale's belly for 3 days and three nights as an illustration of 3 days and three nights that Christ would spend in the grave himself. Oh, glory. As we, few of us that are aware the story of Jonah, the Bible tells us that the word of the Lord came unto Jonah and told Jonah to arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. Oh, I'm quite sure a lot of preachers will agree with me on that one, that when we turn from the presence of the Lord, it's a down sparrow. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the Bible said he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But that great fish, oh my goodness, that God used to get Jonah's mind right, trouble, you know, trouble can, it has a way of getting our minds right, getting us back in the presence of God. Somebody's listening this morning. Troubles have come unto your house. Troubles. Great troubles. It could have to do with you going down from the presence of the Lord. The Bible tells us, and Jonah, after God got Jonah's mind right, oh, glory. He went on to Nineveh, and he preached to Nineveh, and 700,000 people got saved. Oh, good God Almighty. How sweet it would be if all America would repent at the preaching of Jesus Christ. Repent and turn from their wicked way. Themselves right with God. But Jesus said, behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The Bible tells us that when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she said to King Solomon, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. The Bible tells us that Solomon was the richest man he ever was and ever will be. Oh, glory. And the Bible said he gave to himself all that his heart desired. Solomon even tried religion. And the Bible tells us clearly, no doubt about it, he had more sex than anybody with 700 wives. But yet Solomon said, vanity of vanities. He said, the preacher, all is vanity. But yet he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. Well, this is the whole duty of man. But Jesus said, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. You see, Jesus is saying all of that great wisdom that Solomon had and possessed was me. I am that wisdom, oh my goodness, that Solomon had. As you remember, Solomon prayed and asked God to give him the wisdom to lead his people. God was so moved by that, he answered his request. Not only did he answer his request to give him this great wisdom, Jesus Christ, and him crucified, but he also said, I'm going to grant you something else. But you didn't ask me for. He said, I'm going to give you silver and gold. You will be rich. Oh, my goodness. Oh, for if you are in Jesus Christ, you are rich. If you are in Christ, you are rich toward God. For Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. The wisdom that will lead God's people back to him is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of the kingdom. Jesus Christ and him crucified. For the preaching of the cross is but foolishness unto them that are perishing, but for us that are saved, oh, glory, glory, it is the power of God. Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, Jesus said, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. The Holy Spirit says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Oh, glory. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Jesus said, if you love me. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you